How serious is the current situation in Lebanon?
It is extremely serious. There is a political crisis. Therefore, it requires the attention not only of the Arab world, but by the international community as a whole.
There had been some optimism that Syria and Saudi Arabia's mediation would have a positive effect, but the discussions failed rather suddenly. What happened?
Well, they weren't able to persuade the different political forces in Lebanon to reach an understanding that would allow them to agree on the future path on how to deal with the problem.
What was the main sticking point?
The main sticking point, or one of the main sticking points, is how to deal with the international tribunal.
What is the Arab League's stand on the tribunal?
Well, this is a tribunal that is mandated by the Security Council. Therefore, it is part of international legitimacy. And as part of the international legitimacy and part of the Security Council resolutions, then we can't but respect Security Council resolutions. Our only remark that we can say in relation to this issue is that this tribunal should not be politicized, and we should ensure that it does its work in profession. That is the most important aspect of the work of the tribunal.
Do you agree with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's remarks that the withdrawal by the so-called March 8th ministers was simply an attempt to derail the tribunal?
Well, I think it's the situation is much more complicated than that. However, we have to look to the future and see how we can help the different political forces in Lebanon regain normalcy and go back to a government that would be able to shoulder the responsibility of the challenges facing Lebanon.
When will the League be meeting on the crisis, and what role do you see the Arab League playing in helping to resolve it?
Well, as you may know, the Arab League has been extremely active regarding the difficulties facing Lebanon for quite some time, and the Doha agreement that was reached in the context of Arab efforts that was led by the Arab League. So the situation in Lebanon is of concern to us, and we have been following this issue very closely, including the efforts by Saudi Arabia and Syria. And we have a summit that will take place in Sharm el-Sheikh in a few days' time. This will be preceded on the 17th of January with a ministerial meeting. And I'm sure that the ministers of foreign affairs who will be in Sharm el-Sheikh will be consulting on this issue to see how, what can be done, when can it be done, and how it can be done. And in the meantime, there are very high-level contacts in order to see how to address the situation in general.
I have one last question. I know that many politicians within Lebanon want a homegrown solution, an internal solution to the problem. How do you feel about that? Should Lebanon be left to solve this by itself?
Well, we would have hoped for Lebanon to be able to solve its problems by itself, but this has proven to be quite difficult for years and years. So this is not the first time. Perhaps we can hope it would be the last, but throughout the history of recent history of Lebanon, there has been efforts by third parties to try to help the Lebanese political forces address their difficulties. And I think that the current situation is no different.
Well, Mr. Hisham Youssef, thank you so much for talking with us at the Voice of America.
It was my pleasure.